On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
We are all needing a little vision every Tuesday and every Thursday, and we get it from this guy right here, going back on the lot with Ward Cater. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. Absolutely beautiful day. I got up this morning and let the dog out. I was literally shocked how nice it was outside.
Yeah,
absolutely perfect.
Continues to be nice and a good day to drive around the lot.
There you go. I like it.
Absolutely.
I like it,
just drive one.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. You got a big celebration. We're going to be talking a lot about this between now and, and on into October. A Halloween celebration that's getting to be kind of the thing. Vision Ford.
We had so much fun with it last year. The trunk or treat is what we've coined it, but it's truly as a celebration. Everybody's welcome. It's 100% free. Love to see you in costumes. It's not required, but parents, get dressed up. Have fun with the kids. If not, come as you are.
Right.
It's going to be a big deal. Bring a garbage bag. You're going to need it for all the candy and all the fun things you get. So we're so excited to see everybody this year. And I was looking at the weather. I don't know how they do it, but I was looking October 25th, and it keeps improving every day.
So good.
I'm not going to say anything yet, but it's improving every day. So it should be a perfect day for us.
So the question, do you have a costume picked out, or are you just going to be Ward Cater for this?
I'll probably just run around with my hair on fire. Yeah. So it's October 25th.
Yes.
And it's from 4 to 7. Last year we went past 7 just because everybody is having so much fun. But we will be up and running for sure by 4 o'clock, and we'll go till the fun stops.
Let me ask you this, and we haven't talked about it yet, but last year on our sister station, B92.7,
yeah,
you had us cranked up out there, and I was playing like Baby Shark. I was playing, because basically, folks, Ward just said, here's kind of what I want, and here's when I want them.
Yeah.
And so I was playing all these songs, and I'm thinking in my head as I'm playing them on the B, what in the world is Ward up to with each one? And each song kind of had a specific purpose. Are you going to do that again this year?
You know, that was so fun. It's funny you bring that up. I woke up driving here to work this morning thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because we had line dancing going on. We had fun things for the kids. The Baby Shark thing was, of course, a hit. We would love to do that again. That was a huge success, and it was fun to team up with the Bee and make it a fun event for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to some business. And, you and I, every Tuesday and every Thursday, sometimes we struggle because there's so much ground to cover, and it's so innovative. It's so, I don't want to say futuristic, but visionary, there we go, as to what you got going on out there at Vision Ford.
Yeah, one of the big things we've been talking about for a while, but it's coming to closure next week, is we're getting in our DC chargers for our electric vehicles, which is a big deal. There are so few of those around the state. We're going to have them here available for electric vehicle owners. Incredible charging speed. If you own an electric vehicle, it's just a fraction of the expense to charge your vehicle versus fill up with fuel. So we're looking forward to that. We're excited. It sounds like the middle of next week they'll be here to complete that, and working with the power company also to make everything come together one time. But
right.
we're getting there. We have closure. And Bill, every one of our technicians has chargers also at their bays. So while they're working on these electric vehicles, they can charge the vehicles for you, and they can use it to diagnose. And the interesting thing, I'm going to knock on wood, you probably can't see it or hear it, but we've had so few problems with electric vehicles. Because I get asked all the time, what's the history? Because it's very short. But ironically, it's not short. It's been around for quite a while. And specifically with the Ford and Lincoln products, again, we've just had so few problems. It's amazing. But I kind of equate it back to when they build these things, they have 40% fewer parts. There's no fluids that leak out to damage anything. And so it's a different beast. It's a different vehicle, which makes the ownership so much easier.
So let me ask you this, because you raise a good point. When someone comes in with an EV into your service department, kind of thumbnail it for us. Typically, what do they do? I mean, what kind of maintenance is involved?
You know, at this juncture, there's really nothing. They come with an 8-year warranty on them. And so nobody, has had to cross that bridge yet.
Yeah.
And we've had no issues with them. The batteries keep improving constantly. So if there's a problem with the cell, kind of envision a bunch of batteries from your laptop lined up. So the vehicle knows row 2, number 8 is starting to fail, or maybe it did fail. The great thing about the vehicle is it's going to keep going. There's no issues. It's just going to give you that proverbial check engine light and bring it in. Our equipment can see exactly where that is when it communicates with the vehicle, and it can replace a cell versus a 3,000-pound battery, which earlier on in my career, that's what we had, were these huge tables. We would land, you know, lower a battery down and remove it. Today, life's improved and made things much easier for us.
So let's talk about your technicians out there. How's the learning curve been? Because I can't imagine looking back to the service techs that I knew and that I dealt with, you know, back in the day, and what they had to know as opposed to what they have to know now.
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's a lot. At the same time, it's really not, because they study ohms and volts and amps, because that world has it applies today, and it's applied for decades. We're just talking more amperage. It's a bigger battery. They certainly have gone off to training around the country to be specific to our vehicles. And we can look at other vehicles, too, but our equipment is designed to diagnose the Ford and Lincoln family at this point anyway. And they get it. We kind of laugh a little bit, but it's a serious subject at the same time, where when we first got into it, they would wear these huge rubber suits and rubber gloves and boots, and they'd have to ground themselves to the lift or the hoist. And today we can walk up and look at it like a regular vehicle.
Sure.
And quote-unquote open the hood, even though there's nothing under the hood, and try and figure out what's going on. Again, we've had so few, I can't even think of an issue, to tell you the truth, yet.
Well, and you were saying, too, with the charging station you're putting in, there are a lot of bigger cities that don't have what's coming to Vision Ford.
You know, you just don't see them around. It's exciting. They're incredible technology. They're the DC, so they're the direct current. You can get an 80% charge, which is the benchmark. So you can certainly go to 100%. But the way the batteries are designed, you go to 80% and you stop.
Yeah.
You can go to 100% if you're going to go on a long trip. There's no problem at all. But they're designed to go to 80% in 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the vehicle, maybe a little more, maybe a little bit less. Some vehicles can do it in 10 minutes. But you're going to get a great charge, and it's also going to condition your batteries. It does it. It's like the days when we first had cell phones. You weren't supposed to leave them plugged in overnight.
Yeah, I've heard all that, yes.
It was a lot of work. We've learned from cell phones, and our technology does not worry about that. You can't overcharge them, so to speak.
Incredible, incredible stuff. And again, just kind of where you're going out there at Vision Ford. Now, speaking of techs in your service department, you got to be the only dealership that's bringing your service department right to our front door. Explain this.
Yeah, we're certainly trying to be on the front edge of that. So we have a mobile service team. We can go out and do your basic repairs. We can do updates as far as any type of warranty issues with a recall. We have the technology built into the vehicle to do software updates for you, which, to be honest, is a huge percentage of these recalls today. And it will be a bigger percent as we move forward, because everything is about what you do in the programming of a vehicle. So right now, we can come out and do the oil change. Everything is very environmentally friendly. We can do the regular oil change just as though you're at the dealership on any make, any model. Diesels, it doesn't matter. We can come out and do them about 25 minutes. We don't charge for that service. You pay for what you're getting done, but we don't charge to drive 20 minutes to your house or your farm or come to your business. All that is on us. We're taking care of that. We want the relationship, and we want to make your life easier.
Absolutely. So how's it been? I mean, since you've sort of kicked it off, your mobile service?
Yeah, you know, we're gaining a lot of traction. We can see it every month. We're moving forward in ways. We're adding more services to it. You know, the toughest thing is change, Bill.
People don't like change. That's true.
And there's still that, well, what's the catch? There's no catch. I just can't stress it enough, especially if you're in the greater Wahpeton area and Breckenridge. There's no catch. We show up for free. We do the work. We put windshield wipers on. Again, keep in mind, windshield wipers are only good for 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
Let's kind of get those in place and get you ready for the slush and the winter that's coming our way. And again, you just pay for the wiper. You don't charge for us to drive to you and or to install them. If you need a new battery, same thing, let us know. Mm-hmm. You pay for the battery just like if it was being installed at the dealership.
Sure.
But we do it at your lake house. We do it at your office. It's just a simple service, and it's free. I just can't say enough. You've got to try it. Mm-hmm. There's no catch. Any make, any model, we want to come to you and help you.
Unbelievable. And like I say, bringing your service department right to our front door. Are we doing trivia today, by the way?
You know, Bill, we got one. We should probably throw it out there. What do you think?
Go ahead. I'm still taking grief because people try texting me. And it's like, no, you got to call the studio to really get in on this.
Well, the first thing is we got to answer that. Last Tuesday, we were talking about how old was Lincoln. Lincoln is 106 years old.
All right.
That's incredible. They've been there for a long time. They're a stable, growing company. It's just amazing. So we're here together every Tuesday and Thursday. I started thinking about it. And what company created the first AM radio for automobiles? What company? It's widely known today. It may be known for something else. But what company created the first AM radio for manufactured vehicles, meaning coming off the assembly line?
Yeah.
And this goes back to 1930s, and for Ford specifically, it was 1933.
Okay, but the first company.
Who manufactured the radio that Ford put into their vehicle?
All right.
Yeah.
642-8488, people. It's worth a $50 bill in your pocket. Okay, lines are wide open for you right now if you think you know, or go ahead and Google.
And the company that manufactured, like I said, is widely known for other products today, which is interesting.
Let's get to the phones, Ward Gator. Hi, good morning. You're on the lot with Ward. Do you have an answer?
How about Motorola?
How did you know? You're spot on.
Spot on. Congrats. Was that a lucky guess?
It was.
Well, I tell you what, that lucky guess worth $50 to you. Who am I talking to? First name only, please.
Larry.
Larry, tell you what, Larry, head on out to Vision Ford. There's a $50 bill waiting for you there, all right?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet, Larry. Thanks for calling. Motorola. Unreal.
Isn't that interesting? They're not known today as radio people, but incredible technology company, and it's from our world, too.
Wow, so they brought that into the Ford company and said, hey, we're gonna put this in your vehicles.
They did, and they rolled it out in other manufacturers until they started developing their own. The last piece of it, 1952, German company came out with the Blaupunkt.
Okay.
And Blaupunkt was still is a widely known brand, but that was the first FM radio that was available.
Unbelievable.
And
see,
then they combined them.
You are a walking wealth of knowledge, Ward Gator. So you're not going to be in next Tuesday, but next Thursday, a week from today, we're going to be back on the lot.
That's correct.
And what are we going to be talking about then? Are you going to keep us in suspense?
You know, Bill, I really want to touch and keep everybody in the loop on some basic maintenance they need to do. It's things we need to know. Sometimes the obvious isn't obvious, and I want to help everybody with that.
Fantastic. Ward, always great to have you in here, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. It's 9:54. Good morning.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with a market update. Wheat futures lower amid improving prospects for the Russian wheat crop. Country crop now forecasted 82.9 million metric tons, according to Sovacon. Russian wheat output estimated by USDA earlier this month at 83 million. Global output in the 2024-2025 marketing year seen at USDA, 796.9 million metric tons, up from the previous 790.5 million. Ending stockpiles, however, projected to fall to 257.2 million tons from 265.3 million tons as consumption increases. Corn and soybeans lower as the U.S. harvest rolls on. 9% of the corn crop in the bin as of Sunday, up from the prior 5-year.